correct that in here, so you won't really have that. The other thing, too, is, sometimes the manual for radios are, commercial radios, because the manuals are actually spot on. They're usually 100% correct. I mean, occasionally you'll find an error somewhere in there, but I mean, usually it's just one or two. Some of the amateur radios, sometimes the manual is a suggestion on how it may work versus how it really works. I've been sorting out another radio oddity radio, a GP50, and it's 50 watt. UHF-VHF analog radio that does APRS, and my buddy up in Saginaw, he figured it out, and I don't know what he did different than what I've done, but he's got it to work the way it's supposed to. For some reason, my radio stuck in mic key format, which means that you have to key the mic before it'll send the data packet, and it seems like it likes to do that on any channel. It feels like not the one that's designated for APRS. So, yeah, that's another work in progress. I work on it for about 2-3 weeks, and then I set it aside for a month or so because I get frustrated. But, like I said, these are really interesting things to play around with, and I've done just about every, not some of the new digital formats I've not played with yet on HF, but I've done packet, I've done all kinds of other stuff. Thing is, with this hobby, is you definitely don't run out of different things to try. That's what makes this another hobby that's so great is, if you get bored with something, there'll be something new come up, and then it's something to try new. Any FAU mobile.